This podcast is being brought to you by GigEssentials.com. GigEssentials.com is a website designed for gig economy employees so that they can learn tricks, tips, and hacks to make the gig economy work for them. On this page, you'll see articles written by our staff writers. You will also find links to our YouTube channel, as well as ways that you can benefit your business, access to our podcast feeds, as well as our Patreon to support our work. That's gigessentials.com. And now back to the show. What's up, guys? This is Corey, and I'm here with the guys from the RPO podcast. We got Cody in the building, back from being under his wife's spell. We got
I'm always under that thing.
We got Alex in the building.
What's up, y'all?
And unfortunately, we don't have the other Corey, the real Corey that runs this thing, so I'm going to fill in the best I can. But we're talking football, man. All things football, all things NFL. Just to let you know, we're recording at about 7 o'clock on Sunday, so we haven't got the Sunday night game. We're just getting some of the 4 o'clock games in, and of course, we haven't got a chance to really get into that big Monday night game. Right. So
we'll definitely give our predictions on how we feel, who's going to walk out of that one.
And y'all can let us know how wrong we were,
yeah,
or how right we were.
True.
One of the two.
Definitely. Feedback is always welcome, guys.
Exactly. Can't grow without feedback.
Exactly.
But I've been reading some of the comments, man. Some of you cats are rude. I'm just a simple guy, man.
Well, we ain't going to worry about the rude ones just yet. But let's just go look at some of these. Let's look at these games. And I want to look at the divisions right now. Mm-hmm. Because there's going to be some major changing going on with the divisions. Obviously, the big change that you kind of anticipate occurring is going to be in the NFC East, where Alex Smith is out for the season.
Gruesome injury. I don't know if anybody's seen it, but don't watch it.
Yeah. Don't watch it, but if you do want to watch it, we'll probably put the link in it.
if you want the quick and dirty details, I got sacks, leg rolled up on, broken tibia and fibula.
Yeah.
Yes, an emergency surgery that has ended his season. I got to say that if you're a Washington football fan, and which you won't hear me use the R word because it's a racial slur. So
you mean Redskin?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
The Washington racial slurs. If you're a fan of that team, then I will have to be very honest. Although Alex Smith was bringing y'all in with a 6-2 record, a 6-3 record, the reality is Alex Smith isn't your long-term quarterback. You guys really need to see what's on that roster. I think Alex Smith has some weird number where for the last three games he had threw for exactly 178 yards.
How do you do that consistently?
Yeah, I don't understand. It's like
ask Cam Newton.
It's like a it's like a data limit. We're sitting here trying to look up something online, like whatever your data limit for the month.
Whatever your gigs. I'm sorry.
Exactly.
Buddy.
I mean, he would not throw for anything more than 178. So I think that's going to be big. And where you were expecting, well, maybe this would be a great time for the Philadelphia Eagles, for the Cowboys to kind of push up. You saw the Cowboys take that step. They got that big Thanksgiving game on Thursday, and the Eagles just land-based. I mean, golly.
Yeah, they got their wings clipped this season.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of injuries, injury bug going around.
Yeah.
If that team was whole, they'd be a lot better.
I think so, and I think that when we came into the season as an Eagles fan, we were like, all right, we knew we weren't going to have Alshon for the first two games, and we were thinking Carson maybe for the first three games. Well, they both came back early, but the reality was you didn't think by that time you would have pretty much lost Sproles for the season. You would have lost Ajayi. You would have lost three out of your four starting defensive backs.
Mm-hmm.
We just lost our center, all-pro center today.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Also lost our backup to our cornerbacks, and you're pretty much signing guys off the street and putting them as your number one corners. I mean, you just didn't see that happening. Nonetheless, as an Eagles fan, I will say this, and I will say this for the next 10 years. We can go 0-16 for the next 10 years. I got a Super Bowl. I'm happy.
But I think with teams like this that go, and I'm going to say one and done, you win the Super Bowl one year, and the next year you're horrible. it really speaks to how great of a coaching staff and how great of a system they have up in New England. For them to consistently stay good. Because we see many teams who come in, they get hot, and they win, but they can't duplicate that success or have a longevity when it comes to the future. So whether you like them or not up in New England, you do have to tip your hat to them because they're able to stay consistent with a culture of winning.
And that's where you just see the big difference, I think. But to get out of that NFC East division, because this is a dumpster fire there.
You were speaking about Washington.
Yeah.
I think their season is going to be the same as if Alex Smith was there.
Oh, no. I don't think
they're going to go any... I think they were going to be mediocre to begin with, even with him.
Oh, see, I thought they were playing over their head.
Yeah.
But I think they're going to end up being a respectable John Gruden 8-8.
Yeah.
I mean, not John Gruden, Jay Gruden.
I was about to say, hey, that's John, all Jay Gruden wish does. You could sniff 8-8 this year.
It's special, 8-8, and I keep my job,
it's
you know.
It's the same. It's going to be the same as they were before. And Colt McCoy isn't that bad,
Unfortunately, as an Eagles fan, I might have to say the Cowboys might end up winning this division.
Dude, the Cowboys D-line is legit.
He's always legit.
And that the linebacker, Vander Esch or whatever his name is.
Mm-hmm.
Sean Lee gone. He's done.
Sean Lee is always, I think I shared y'all my feelings with Sean Lee. Sean Lee is one of these guys where literally he always comes in, plays three healthy games, out for four, and then they come back and they throw some stupid stat, and it's like, yeah, everybody else has been getting beat up for seven games. This guy's always he's always just getting off injury. So I've never been a Sean Lee fan, never really bought the hype, even though Sean Lee played for Penn State University. I don't like it.
Ohio State's little brother.
I hate you. Anyway, so let's look at the NFC North. You got the Bears, Vikings. Is it safe to say the Packers are out?
Every single year, yep.
Yeah, unfortunately. Even
safe to say it every year.
I feel like they're so bad this year that even with Aaron Rodgers, can't fix it because he can't play defense.
They can't win on the road. They're 0-5 on the road.
Yep.
Dude, exactly. And you know what it is? It's like they say in the NBA where they say role players only play good at home.
Yeah.
That's what it shows. It shows that the Green Bay Packers is a bunch of role players because they can't play good on the road.
Yeah,
true.
I
got a hot take for you, though.
Okay.
Mike McCarthy gone after this season. New head coach, the OC for Atlanta. Sarkisian.
Sarkisian. If that happens, I'll imagine
how good that offense would be.
Cash App you $100.
If that happens, I'll drink a lot.
All right, so
I think the division that we all want to get to, that's the actual. Well, all right, so if I had to guess, if I had to look at this, I would say, what are you doing? Dallas is in.
Yeah, I agree.
I think they take the East. I think you got the Bears in the North and Vikings.
Definitely, they'll send two.
And then you get to the South where you got the Saints, which, dude, the Saints' point differential was 139.
They win the Super Bowl this year.
Let's be easy on that.
Okay.
Because if they get a team with a really good secondary and an okay front four, I think that they...
I got to tell you right now, I got the Steelers.
I'm still on Steelers stick. But let's real quick, before we can jump over there, because we're going to get over there. But before we get over there, all right, so we got the Saints. And then coming up in that division, you got the Panthers, Falcons, and Bucks.
It will stay that order for the rest of the
season. Okay. But the question is, and I'm going to hold off on that because I remember Jeff last week said that he didn't think the Panthers were going to make the playoffs.
I still stand by that statement.
Okay. Well, here's where it gets a little interesting. So let's go to, so you know the Saints are going to make the division. I don't think the Falcons can get enough going on, and I don't think the Bucks can get enough going on.
I agree.
So then you go to the West, NFC West, you got the Rams, Seattle, Arizona, 49ers. Throw Arizona and the 49ers out. So you got the Rams and Seattle. Right now, Carolina holds one game over Seattle.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Now, Carolina Seattle play, I think, is it this week?
Yep, this week.
Yeah, this week coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's in Charlotte.
Yep.
I mean, we tend to win at home.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing. You guys are 5-0. You guys are 5-0 at home. Here's the thing. If y'all beat Seattle,
right,
and then just go, that puts y'all 2 up on Seattle.
Yeah,
for that last playoff spot.
Well, we got to kick field goals when we're only down by, you know, a point to tie.
Ah, that hurt. That really hurt.
That was.
But I honestly, I look at that and I think that you guys might end up shocking the game and being in the playoffs. I think it because I just don't see.
Now, with that defense, do we really deserve to be in the playoffs?
Is the question I ask. Look, it's one of those things where you get in and you see what happens.
I think it's more so that front four that has an inability to get pressure on the quarterback.
They got old.
Because, yeah, when your best player in Pep is still playing at a high level to be what?
50?
Pep graduated high school with me. And he's a situational rusher right now because you got like limited snap counts. But he's our best guy who's able to get pressure on the quarterback.
That's tough.
A serious problem.
That is. True. And the problem is you have a defensive coach and your team that isn't good at defense right now.
Exactly.
Which makes you wonder, is Norv Turner there to take a job?
Ooh.
Well, you know,
problem is Norv Turner, horrible head coach.
Yeah, that is true. I just feel like when I look at the Panthers' offense, it's just we're going to hike the ball. We're going to hand the ball off to McCaffrey. We're going to play action to McCaffrey, throw it back to McCaffrey. We're going to hike the ball. We're going to throw a screen to McCaffrey.
But McCaffrey-centric.
You're right. But here's an interesting thing that I've realized about this offense watching throughout the season.
Mm-hmm.
When we play in a hurry-up style,
y'all are so much better.
We are so good.
Yeah.
But Ron Rivera said that because he cannot control the time of possession in a hurry-up style offense, he doesn't want to run it consistently.
But Norv Turner can.
Every time we scored this game, and I don't want to talk too much about this game, but every time we scored and were able to move the ball, it was because we played in a hurry-up style. Cam Newton played his entire college career
in a hurry-up offense.
Well, it limits personnel changes, and then you end up with, if you run a spread to start,
right,
you got a whole bunch of small little guys on a field, and then if you run a hurry-up and Cam can run, you got a whole bunch of small guys trying to tackle Cam.
You have why not play to win?
But if you run the hurry-up and Cam does as he usually does and sails a pass on third down, consistently, and your defense is on the field.
He went 9 of 10.
Yeah.
It was either 8 or 9.
He seems to be more settled
in that hurry up
when he's in hurry up. Like
both of those drives, he missed one pass.
I think when I was watching the game, Rondé was like, they're so much better at hurry up.
Yeah, like why don't you run that?
Everybody sees it, and it's just like they won't run it.
Makes no sense.
All right, so I think this game against Seattle, I think it's playoff bound. Like, this game against Seattle is going to see. I don't know what Seattle's remaining record. Let me see.
They're 5-5 right now.
Well, I want to see what their remaining teams are. Because they got Carolina. But what do they got? They got Carolina, and then they got 49ers, which is a win. Then they got the Vikings, which.
That'd be interesting.
But yeah, you know what? I got to be real with you. They got an easier way to get into playoffs.
Who?
Seattle. Because they got 2 games against the 49ers. They're going to get killed by the Chiefs. Yeah. A game against the Cardinals and a game against the Vikings.
Mm, yeah, you're right.
And then they got the Panthers game. So,
They might not get killed by the Chiefs.
Hold on.
Now, I got a question about. I got a quick question since we're talking about the Chiefs.
All right.
Patrick Mahomes has been playing lights out. I'd say we all would agree with that, correct?
Yep.
Yes.
Now, do you think once teams get enough, a year's worth of film on this guy, is he still going to play at this level?
No.
Okay.
And the only reason why I say that is you would have to concede one of two things. You have to concede something by saying yes. Is Patrick Mahomes the greatest quarterback to ever play the game?
I don't feel like there's enough No. He ain't played enough games.
But what I'm saying is, because if you're saying that other teams won't be able to adjust, I mean, adjust to him, then that means that there would be no reason why he wouldn't be able to keep this feverish pace, considering that his star wide receiver came in the league the same time he did. His star running back came into the league the same time he did. Sammy Watkins is under a 5-year deal. I mean, there's a lot of talent around him.
I'm not saying he's not going to be good.
I mean, he's going to be good.
But defenses are going to figure it out.
Like, it's kind of like, I look at it in the same. It's kind of how like Russell Wilson, how he electrified everybody because he was Mr. Improv.
Yeah.
And then when they got tape on him, you saw Russell had this dip year, and now he's starting to show you why he's. And then he's coming back up, and you're starting to see, oh, this is why he was that good. Yeah. Same thing with Cam. Cam came in and it was like, we've never seen a tight end play quarterback.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean,
but the thing with Mahomes is.
By the way,
there's so many weapons.
Big up Georgia for recruiting Cam Newton and telling him, you're going to play tight end if you want to play here, boy.
And he flipped him the bird.
Yeah.
and then he sat behind Tim Tebow at Florida.
In case you didn't know, Cody is a Georgia fan.
So I am a massive Georgia fan.
We got to poke and prod him a little bit.
So I cannot stand Cam Newton. But whatever. I think Mahomes is still going to be.
He's going to be good.
Really,
yeah, I'm not saying he's not going to be good, but he's going to come down to earth at some point in time.
And I think he has come down a little bit. And, like, the one thing I've learned about those fast, speedy guys, they get nicked. Like, and, like, you think about it. D'Angelo Hall, fast, speedy guy. Yeah. No, we saw all the highlights. Remember he was a human joystick?
Yeah.
And the boys just started getting nicked. His career just ended with a whole bunch of nicks. Mm-hmm. Same thing with Sproles.
Yeah.
Bad joystick like guy, and you just start getting nicked, and it's like.
But how much does Mahomes really run though?
No, not
Mahomes. He's talking about the talent around him.
Tyreek Hill. Don't fast speedy guys start getting nicked up, just because even though they don't get hit a lot, when they do get hit, it's more on them, you know.
Yeah.
But then
they got Travis Kelce.
Travis Kelce is about 3 years away from being Gronk, from being at Gronk's stage right now.
His stage? No, he's better than Gronk.
He doesn't better even than Gronk. Take the hits he's that going Gronk to be takes. Getting at the point where Gronk like, is injured and nicked and stuff like that. That's about 2-3 years away. But and it Gronk happens always all the time. But see, the thing is, it's like that's what happens with tight ends, period. Tight ends are like great, and then it's like, what happened? You know, you don't see a tight end just slowly go down. You get the cunning Mark Bavaros and everything. He's like, oh, he can't move like he used to, but he's still good in the red zone. Do Jason Witten's like, I'm going to want to do the 9-yard button route. You know what I mean? It's like, them cats don't have glamorous careers where they keep doing this stuff. Yeah. You know, even Antonio Gates, that boy's just like, what happened to him? Is he still in the league?
Yeah.
Over or under, Antonio Gates still in the NFL. You had to check your phone, Cody.
No, I saw him standing today. I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah, he's still in.
But you get what I'm saying? Like, that guy was taking the league by storm, and it was like, this is the evolution of the tight end. And then all of a sudden, it was like, he's not around anymore. And he is, you know. So, I say Kelce's about 3 years away from that. And then you got the other issue where all them guys are going to want to get paid.
Yeah.
Like, all of them. Like, none of them guys got the, I'm going to take less money for the team. Type look now.
True.
Yeah, true. That's true.
What do y'all feel about Le'Veon Bell sitting out this year?
Oh,
he did what he had to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
I was talking to a Steelers fan, right?
Yeah.
And here was the argument I laid out to him because he was like, well, he lost $15 million. And I agree. But here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
When you see, what's the safety for the Seahawks?
That got hurt. Earl Thomas.
Yeah. When you see Earl Thomas.
One of my favorite players in this league.
And it was like, Earl Thomas, well soon, if he would have sat out this year, Earl Thomas could be in the same situation like Le'Veon Bell. He would have missed out on all that money and would have signed a pretty good-sized contract that would have had more guaranteed this year, over the span of that contract, than what was getting paid this year.
Yeah, true.
And now he has a broken leg. He's going to be coming back from that. It was a clean break.
Right.
But still, now who's going to give a 30-year-old safety coming off a broken leg, big money.
Right.
It's going to be incentive-laced money, kind of like how Richard Sherman came back. Well,
yeah.
Le'Veon Bell is 29 years old.
Yep.
And like I was telling you, I'm like, look, I'm paying Le'Veon Bell's going to have two different contracts in his one contract next year.
He's 26.
26.
Yeah, Le'Veon's 26.
So I'm going to pay Le'Veon Bell's going to have two different contracts in his contract. It's mm-hmm. going to be a deal where the first 2 years of that contract is going to be Le'Veon Bell as my running back. And the last three is going to be Le'Veon Bell as my slot receiver. Because Le'Veon Bell is still a top 20 wide receiver in the NFL.
What did he account for, like 60% of their offense last year?
Yeah.
Like, you can't ignore those type of things. And they're still getting, you know, making plays and winning games without him, but he still deserves his money.
You look at James Conner's numbers today. You tell me Le'Veon couldn't do better? Because Conner had like 57 yards today.
I still
total.
I
think Conner's good.
Because I think the Le'Veon Bell situation has made the Steelers a better team.
Yeah, they you unite under something.
And you move forward without the guy, but that doesn't mean that he's not still better than the option that you have right now.
Dude, if the Eagles would have got him, you think about how much better the Eagles would be if we had something where the defense had to actually had to come up instead of sitting and just sitting out there.
Like
as much as I appreciate Golden Tate, I wanted the Le'Veon Bell deal.
I would have taken that 10 times out of 10.
But the problem is just that, and the thing is, for Le'Veon Bell, you give up a number 2 pick to get Le'Veon Bell for the remaining of the season. If Le'Veon Bell doesn't sign with you, you get a number 3 compensatory pick. So it's like you move down 20.
He would have signed.
Well, you can't offer him a contract. You could. That's the thing. You can't, once the season starts, you couldn't offer him a contract.
But even if
he decides, I'm going to walk, you still get a 3rd round compensatory pick. It's like trading down 20 spots in a draft.
Yeah.
I mean, and it just takes pressure off your quarterback. I mean, all that. It just is, yeah. But real quick, let's go, because we have let's go up and down the AFC, because we did get the NFC done pretty good.
Yeah.
So the AFC East, we got the Patriots at 7-3, and then we got the mess. I mean, So we got Miami Dolphins.
The rest.
The Miami Dolphins, Bills, Jets. Bills and Jets are pretty much eliminated. Dolphins are in there 5-5, and then we have Patriots. So you know the Patriots are going to go.
They're going to get in. But
Dolphins?
No. The Patriots. Oh. The Patriots are going to get in, obviously. But I really feel like they are in trouble.
I think so, too.
They're in trouble.
Their differential is not as great as you would think it would be for a team that's 7-3. So their differential's less than, like, the Ravens have a differential of 56, a scoring differential of 56. And they're 5-5. The Patriots is they're 7-3, and their differential is 44.
True, but who's the number one team in the standings in the AFC?
Number one team is the Chiefs.
What's their record?
9-1.
Who beat them?
Patriots.
Barely.
But they beat them. Every year it seems like, you know, it's like, oh, the Patriots, they don't look good this season.
I don't think the Chiefs are going to beat them.
I think the
Steelers are going to beat
Mark
them.
Mark my words. Father Time is creeping up on Tom Brady.
I don't believe that. I think Tom Brady paid off Father Time.
No, he did not.
I mean,
mark my words.
Father Time got the first direct deposit. He's gonna sit back for a couple of years or something, because this is ridiculous. The guy's 40-something years old and he's still playing.
We are going to see that decline before the end of the season.
So let's look at the North. You got the Steelers, 7-2-1.
Mm-hmm.
Ravens, 5-5. And I think they're just moving on to next year at this point. Bengals, 5-5.
Lamar Jackson rushed 21 times for
27 times.
27 times.
117 yards.
Sounds like a bell cow quarterback. Ever heard of that?
Bell cow and 115 pounds.
Cincinnati Bengals 5-5. I think without whatchamacallit, they're done. I mean, without what's his name? Their wide receiver.
AJ Green.
Oh yeah, definitely. They're done.
Definitely.
I mean, and he's gonna be back, but he's not gonna be 100%. The Browns 3-6-1. We're just happy the Browns won some games.
Yeah. If whoever said they were gonna go 8-8 this year, smoking.
Oh no, I thought they were going 6-10, so I might be smoking too, but
I thought they were going to go 8-8, but
they had three games when they started the season. They, in theory, their first four games of the season, they could have been 4-0.
If they would have had a kicker who could kick.
Yeah. So that's a thing. So you know that New England's going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Steelers are going to be the only team that makes it from the North. Because I just think that the Ravens and Bengals are on to next year. Which is going to be interesting. But I do think the South sends two. And I think the South and the West send two. So in the South, y'all got anything else to say about the North?
No.
No.
Yes. Baltimore. I don't think they'll make the playoffs, but Flacco's done.
Yeah, he's done.
Is Lamar Jackson the answer then?
No, not yet.
The answer? I think he is the answer.
Not yet. We don't know that. Because the coach is done too.
Think so?
I've already heard through. I was listening to Jason Lockenfor, who does all Raven stuff, mm-hmm. and they were like, they've already pretty much negotiated his exit package.
Oh, okay.
And they said that's why they started Lamar Jackson, because at this point, it's just like, let's see what the next coach is going to have to work with.
Running back and quarterback.
Yeah, that's pretty much
He can normal. Throw.
He can throw. They just didn't design the offense around him.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So let's look at the South. You got the Texans at 7-3, which have won 7 straight games. Let that sink in. The Texans have won 7 straight games. Mm-hmm. We got the Colts at 5-5, the Titans at 5-5, and Jacksonville at 3-7.
Disappointment of the season.
Huh.
Jacksonville, disappointment of the entire
season. Well, they won their Super Bowl by beating Pittsburgh at the beginning of the year. That was the Super Bowl. It was like, and now they're talking about that Jalen Ramsey is thinking about not signing an extension with them. So, if that case, you might have to franchise.
Did you see his 2 picks today?
I didn't see him.
He can do whatever he wants to.
But that's what, but the problem is,
boy,
is
but a the thing ball
is, this run. Is what happens when, and I'll come back again. The Jacksonville Jaguars lost the Super Bowl last year when they decided that instead of getting Colin Kaepernick, they went and got and stayed with Blake Bortles.
Sure.
Because they didn't need a good – they didn't need a great quarterback. They didn't need a good quarterback. They needed an average quarterback. And if they had an average quarterback, that defense was good enough. How many times have we seen great defenses beat up – I mean, win Super Bowls for an average quarterback?
Peyton, what is that, the 03 Ravens? Was that
2004? No, you don't got to go back that far. The Broncos against the Panthers. The only reason why I'm saying that is because Manning had 19 picks that year.
Yes.
He had 8 touchdowns, 19 picks.
All right,
he was an
on.
Awful
you made your point.
All
you
right,
made
right.
Your point. You made your point.
But you get what I'm saying. If they so basically and what's his name? The head of the Jags. They used to be the coach of the Tom Coughlin.
Yeah.
Coughlin pretty much verbally said the reason why I'm not interested in Cap is because of non-football issues. So you'd rather, like, you're going to lose that team. You can't have guys going out there risking brain injuries for Blake Bortles 108 yards today.
But he played great. I understand Ooh. The thinking. I understand the thinking.
Ooh. Last year?
Last year, Blake Bortles played great against the Patriots.
No, Blake Bortles. But see, the problem is they don't trust Blake Bortles. So the problem is when they were winning the game – and when you need,
and they relied heavily on
that run. This is where an average quarterback can that you have someone that you just say get a first down, but you can't do that with Blake Bortles
an
because you know a throw
would
by
not have dude, beaten the Patriots
the coach
last season.
Of the Jaguars said my ideal offense is for Blake Bortles not to throw the ball at all, and you signed him to a 4-year extension.
That's not an indictment on Blake Bortles.
Yes,
that's a indictment on throwing the ball. He wants to have a run first offense.
No,
which they did last
year. Which they did.
And they were gonna follow the same plan this year, but how many games did Fournette miss?
At least 4, I think.
I don't think it's that though. I'm talking
And
about
then when you know how bad Bortles is as a defense and Fournette isn't there, what the heck what else can y'all do? You gonna sit there and be like, pass the ball.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. If you had an average quarterback, just an average one.
I don't disagree with you. I don't.
I mean, and then the thing is, y'all doubled down on Blake Bortles when y'all could have been. You tell me.
That contract.
Hold on. My thing is, you tell me that it didn't make good sense for them to go after a guy like you think that they couldn't, that they wouldn't have been able to get what's his name that was for playing for Washington.
Alex Smith.
No.
RG3.
No. Last year.
Last year. Oh, you're talking about
Kirk Cousins. You think Kirk Cousins doesn't consider them with that defense? That's a Super Bowl team.
That's a shoe-in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With that defense, that's a Super Bowl team. And you know I'm not a Kirk Cousins fan, but I know enough but I know enough that with Kirk Cousins at the helm of the Jaguars, Super Bowl team.
Yeah. Easily.
And y'all sat there and y'all doubled down and said, you know, we don't even want to entertain him as an option.
Yep.
So I think the Jags should get everything they get deserve, and I hope they get moved to London.
Anyway. You also got to think about the demographic as around the area where they play games. Jacksonville. Mm-hmm. If they sign Cap.
I don't care.
Come on.
I don't care. Football teams are there to make. Y'all got rapists on those teams. Y'all sit there. Y'all make excuse for rapists, for drug offenses, all that kind of stuff.
Dudes who beat their wives.
Dudes, y'all will make an excuse for all of that.
Yeah.
Dude, this guy
there's
says.
There's no evidence. There's no physical, tangible video. Right. There's no video of that you're showing the people.
Hold on. Tom Coughlin, after Odell Beckham Jr. got caught with a white powdery substance, said, I think that everything will be fine with Odell, and I would just like to coach him up and talk to him. And this was after he was away from the Giants organization.
Okay.
He was okay with a coke head, but was okay.
Allegedly.
How do you know?
Allegedly.
How do you know it was coke? Well,
somebody who makes moves that resemble
a coke. It could have been talcum powder. We don't know.
It could have been anything else. You don't know what it was.
And weed. Oh, he had a blunt too.
Oh, what's wrong with that?
But you can't prove what the substance was
but
from the video.
But you can prove that.
You can infer what it was.
But you can prove that Kaepernick
but
was only taking a knee.
But I can prove I punched my wife in the face on video.
He's only taking a knee.
You can prove he took a knee.
For racial injustice.
That is true, but people won't pay attention to what he's talking about. They'll pay attention to
they
what people tell them it is. Like,
didn't Dante Stallworth legitimately run over and kill somebody while he was drunk
and
high?
And the Patriots picked him up.
Didn't Ray Lewis do that?
Allegedly. Ray Lewis.
His was legit. He went to jail.
Hey, but he still got back in the league.
Yeah. He played for the Patriots and the Eagles.
Yeah. So
yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's like, to me, it's just, I. Anyway, let's move on real quick. Let's do this West, the AFC West.
All right.
Mm-hmm. So we got the Chiefs, of course. I mean, they are what they are. Are they, let me ask you this. Do you think the Chiefs are slowing down at all, though?
Slowing down?
Yeah.
We're in what game? 10?
10. Their differential is 113.
Well, that isn't as much as you'd think because of how many points they scored.
Teams,
that defense isn't that good.
That defense is awful.
Yeah.
Because they've given up. And their division, so here's their division. The only team in their division that they've given up less points than is the Raiders.
Wow.
And
they might have a fire sale on that team soon.
Yeah. Well, they already have a fire sale. Oh, they won today.
And Cardinals be gone, too.
They beat the Cardinals. So you got the Chiefs, Chargers, 7-3, Broncos, 4-6, and the Raiders, 2-8. Raiders are,
Carr's gone.
Huh?
Carr's gone. He's going to Tampa.
They had an argument, him and John Gruden.
Yeah.
Had to be separated today.
He staged it. He's trying to get himself out of there.
Yeah.
He's going right to Tampa whenever
they
get rid of James.
Too bad he can't trade him because the trading deadline's over.
He probably would.
You know he was shopping.
Probably. For 2 bus tickets and some expired coupons.
There you
go. 4 peanuts.
So right now I got in the West. In the AFC you can pretty much lock this. I got the Patriots, Steelers, Texans, Colts. Although the Colts and Titans, I think that's going to be a good race because they're both.
Yeah.
Playing good.
And Luck has been playing lights out.
Yeah, I got a big.
He finally got some help on the line.
Yeah.
Lights
finally.
They decided that our $150 million quarterback deserves at least a million-dollar line.
Yeah.
Right.
You know. And then you got the Kansas City Chiefs and the Chargers. The biggest disappointment of the week. Give it to me. Biggest disappointment of the week, Cody.
The week? Man, give me a second. It's gonna take
going to Jeff.
Carolina.
Carolina with the close loss.
And I blame coaching, even though Cam probably could have made that completion because
he was wide open, buddy.
I believe that was right. That was open.
Mm-hmm.
But now, Carolina.
Okay. So I'm going to go, and I know you all want me to say the Eagles.
No, we don't.
But I'm not. There is a bigger disappointment in the NFL this week than the Philadelphia Eagles
just
who got waxed by 48-7. The biggest disappointment is the Los Angeles Chargers. They had the ability to go to 8-2 and stay with the Chiefs to have the division close, and they lost to the 3-6 Broncos.
You got a point there, brother.
And there is just no excuse for that.
Well, aren't the Chiefs good for at least one game like that? If it's not in the playoffs.
You mean Chargers?
Chargers, yeah, that's what I mean. If it's not in the playoffs, it's
they are, yeah. But the problem is, but this is a but
so maybe they got that game out of the way.
That wasn't it.
They're gonna be a tough out for anyone.
It didn't look like it. That wasn't it. Remember, Phillip Rivers has to be down by 4 with 30 seconds left with no timeouts in the field to go. That's what it would look like. What do you think is your biggest disappointment, Cody?
Man. I got to do it to you. It's the Philadelphia Eagles. I got to. In particular, it's Carson Wentz.
What?
It's Carson Wentz.
What?
How do you only score 7 points?
When you don't get time.
How do you only score 7 points?
You don't get time.
I understand, but you can at least get down the field to get a field goal. Get
down the field.
And at the clip that the Saints were scoring, defense had to start to get tired.
He threw 3 picks today, which is more picks than he had all season.
True.
He got sacked three times for 18 yards, was 9 for 33 for 156 yards.
Nineteen. Oh my God! I'm about to say. I mean,
Carolina still managed 21 when they got shellacked by the Steelers.
That is true, but you got shellacked by the Steelers. You forgot the opening. I mean, that you forgot to emphasize that.
I like to say Atlanta also got shellacked by the Steelers.
What would you call what happened today?
Was worse.
We got modestly.
Modestly. Oh, they got mollywopped, dude. That was bad.
Nah, it was bad. I had to cut the game off early. And I don't do that too often.
They told y'all to kiss the baby. Shout out Chad Johnson.
Oh, Brandon Marshall also on that team now. Hanging on the sidelines. He didn't play. He was in street clothes. He'll get a ring too if they make it.
I don't know. Because I thought you had to be on the roster by a certain date to qualify for playoff wins.
I don't know.
Playoff. I mean, I guess you can give a ring to whoever you want.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, guys.
They can sign me. I want a ring.
Exactly.
Yeah. Street clothes.
Anyway, well, you know the way LeGarrette Blount's been going with his career. He might just get cut and then show up there because you know he's won his last 2 Super Bowls.
Yeah. Who does he play for now?
He plays for Detroit, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He,
I think Detroit lost their running back for the season.
Yeah, unfortunately. They said it was
Johnson? Kerryon Johnson?
Yeah,
they said he was crying in the hallway. And yeah. He kind of
what happened? Oh, yeah. Bro.
Which hurts my fantasy team.
Dude,
get well soon, bro.
I watched him play in college, man. Oh, dang.
And we learned one valuable thing. And before we go, I'm going to mention this just because it should hurt. If you are in fantasy, because I always talk about how you should, you know, check with us before fantasy, and you have a player called Tre'Quan Smith, don't be like Alex.
Right. Don't sit him on the bench.
And sit him on a bench when he's playing against the worst secondary in football when he goes off for 10 receptions.
Now, I'm still going to win this week, 157
yards, yeah. A touchdown, and...
You sat this guy and you're still winning?
Let me tell you guys who I
sat amazing. For real quick. That is amazing.
Hold on. The funny thing is, for the season, he has 12 receptions. He got 10 today.
He almost doubled his receptions today.
What do you mean? No. He has a total of... He only had 2 coming into today.
Including today.
There were 2 and they were both for touchdowns.
31.
But, all right, let's go ahead and put a bow into this one. So, let people know where they can get in contact with you. I know you guys individually don't do too much social media, but there is one project that you guys are part of that they can get in contact with, and I'll let y'all introduce that.
Yes.
Let y'all introduce
that. This is something that's near and dear to me because I love football. I love, and in turn with that, you have lifting weights, staying fit, competition.
So all of this, I didn't know where he was going.
Yo, we got to pause that and redo that.
Nah,
man. The look he gave me threw me off. Yeah,
long
I did.
Way around.
I definitely took the long way to get to that conclusion. But anyway, yeah. So the two go hand in hand, and so fitness is really near and dear to me. So whenever you guys get a chance, make sure you check out Get Ripped Podcast, and also check us out on Instagram, Get Ripped Pod. We discuss staying in shape, reaching your goals, and also eating right, eating healthy when I feel like it. But yeah, definitely check us out.
All right, anything for you, Cody?
Nope. The Atlanta Falcons, their hopes, playoff hopes are over. I want to rant real quick. If your team has a horrible pass rush, do not only rush 3 people. Please blitz them. Okay.
All righty. So for me, as you know, I'm just guest filling in on this podcast, although this is my second week straight guest filling in for somebody, so they might just invite me permanently. Who knows? But you can check me out on my other projects. It's the Stretch 4 podcast. It's me, Alex Martin, not this Alex, a different one, where we talk about all things NBA. You can hear us talk about who we think is going to be the top guys, small guys in the playoff picture as it's shaping up already. Also, if you're in the gig economy, check me out on the Gig Essentials podcast. If you can't remember that, just remember gigessentials.com. That is the website where you can get all things about how to navigate through the gig economy. Also, from the mind of my seven-year-old, we have the Lamar and Corey Show. It is a podcast and also a YouTube channel where you can hear all things that will concern my seven-year-old, including 2K19.
And Fortnite.
No. But 2K19 and all things that he does, and every once in a while he even takes out DeMar DeRozan.
Well, can I be on your podcast to talk about Fortnite?
Yes, you can. Fortnite, no.
Dang it.
Oh, man.
But until the next one, peace.
Peace.